I used to think I didn't know how to tell a story because I didn't know how to turn the heel of a sock when I was knitting. They had the same big problem about two-thirds of the way through. You go, you get your characters or the sock into a line and a direction, and then you have to get them out of that. In the case of the characters, you get them into all kinds of trouble, all kinds of conflict, and then at the end of the book, there has to be a feeling of resolution, even if it's not an easy resolution. There has to be some feeling for the reader that you've gone through this for some reason. So I found that hard, and to learn how to do it, I had to study other writers. I studied Colm Tóibín, and I studied Heinrich Böll, and I studied Catherine Mansfield, and I studied writers whose work moved me. And I discovered that you turn the story on an invisible point. It doesn't turn on a big thing like a death or a murder or some, you know, huge happening. It turns on one of those infinitesimally small points that happen to each of us in our lives when we're sitting peeling potatoes or doing something that every one of us does at some point in the ordinary daily course of things. These are the moments at which the story takes an irrevocable and definite turn that creates story. This is the thing I learned when I was writing Annabelle.